This is TWiT.
According to about 1,500 pages of court documents that were unsealed today, back in 2008, the U.S. government threatened to fine Yahoo $250,000 per day if it failed to comply with a demand to hand over user data, even though the company found the demand unconstitutional. It also sheds more light on why American companies participated in the National Security Agency's PRISM program, which gave the NSA access to records of online communications of U.S.-based tech firms. The documents also detail Yahoo's secret legal battle to resist the government demands, first by challenging the order on constitutional grounds. Then at the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court and an appeals court, the Foreign Intelligence Court of Review, but lost each time. And thus, Yahoo became one of the first companies to begin providing information to PRISM. The program was discontinued in 2011 and first revealed by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden last year. Back at Google's I.O. conference in June, the company announced plans to add support for running Android apps on Chromebooks. And today, the first Android apps to run on Chrome OS are now available to download. Duolingo's language learning app, Evernote, Vine, and an app called SightWords, which improves children's reading skills, are the lucky first four. But Google says it's working with, quote, a select group of Android developers to add more of your favorite apps. So it sounds like more are on the way. Bringing Android apps to Chromebooks is obviously important for Google as it looks to convert many millions of Android users into potential Chromebook users as well. Verizon CEO Lowell McAdam spoke today at Goldman Sachs' Communicopia conference, which is really a conference. It's very clever, about Verizon's plan to offer a TV-like service over the internet by mid-2015. McAdam claims that the service will offer mobile users a bundle with major broadcast providers, plus a collection of custom channels, including DreamWorks Animation's Awesomeness TV that McAdam says really goes after the millennials. He also noted that Verizon Wireless offers fast speeds for those who want to upload content and acknowledged that the face of cable TV is changing and that the days of pay TV bundles are numbered and that, quote, no one wants to have 300 channels on your wireless. Everybody understands that it will go a la carte. The question is, what does that transition look like? Well, at least they're paying attention to what people want. Workers at the Dongguan WinTech plant in China that makes screens for the new iPhone 6 went on strike after they said they were denied promised mooncakes and a $98 bonus. Employee Kai Shen told reporters, quote, there are 10,000 of us in that factory, so when we stop work, nobody anywhere in the world gets their screens. They promised us more money and mooncakes, and we got neither. A factory spokesman, Dong Tang, told reporters that the failure to deliver the cakes plus that bonus was due to a miscommunication. The demonstrations lasted 4 hours, then the workers agreed to return to the job. By the way, I know you're wondering, mooncakes are a delicacy in China that are eaten during the holidays to celebrate the harvest moon, and the workers were promised them after they were asked to work on a holiday. It's important stuff. Less than positive news for your local Radio Shack. The company announced today that it may need to file for bankruptcy protection if its cash flow doesn't improve after reporting its 10th straight quarterly loss. Radio Shack said that it was also exploring new options, including a sale or an investment or a liquidation, and described in a regulatory filing that it was working with lenders and landlords to restructure its debt and cost cuts. Same-store sales declined 20% in the latest quarter, while total sales sat at their lowest in over 20 years. Not good. Sorry, Radio Shack. Grew up on that. Kind of sad, right?